Full national honors for former Malian President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita at his funeral, organized by the military junta that removed him from power in 2020 and kept him under house arrest. For the occasion, returning home from self-imposed exile, Keita's son, a former MP who is now under investigation, he's accused of embezzling millions of dollars meant for the Malian army for the profit of the Keita family during his father's rule.
We would like to thank in particular President Assimi Goïta for letting us hold this funeral.
3 days of national mourning was announced with flags across the country flying half-mast for a man that was toppled following mass demonstrations against his rule. Protesters accused Keita of corruption and doing little to stop attacks from armed groups affiliated to Al-Qaeda and ISIL that displaced millions of Malians. Since Keita left office, Mali's new strongman Goïta says the army is gaining lost ground, especially since Russian fighters were deployed to the country. Much to the ire of the United States and France, the former colonial power, which has 4,000 troops stationed in the north. Goïta did not attend the memorial, nor did the West African heads of state. They've put sanctions on Mali's regime for failing to organize elections and extending the junta's rule for another 5 years. Air and land borders are shut, access to the central bank and financial transactions frozen.
What we currently need for the country is to unite, not just in words, but in action.
A last goodbye to a democratically elected president. This feels like the end of an era. There's a sense of uncertainty as to what lays ahead for a country in search of peace and unity. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera.